So there's been Muslim-Hindu clashes in Leicester in the UK this afternoon. Joined by Shokat Adam Patel, Leicester community activist and board member of MEND, a Muslim Engagement and Development Organisation committed to tackling Islamophobia. Shokat, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the programme.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you so much for having me.
Shokat, for joining us. We appreciate your time. Perhaps you could give us the context to the clashes that had taken place. Much is being attributed to the cricket match between India and Pakistan on the 28th of August. Is that where everything started, or has things been brewing long before that?
That certainly wasn't the time when it started. That was a time when it became in the national focus and even the local focus and indeed the media focus. But it is categorically wrong to say that was the point, that was the time when the troubles began. And one of the reasons for that, India and Pakistan have been playing cricket for decades now. And the city of Leicester, for those that may not be aware, we're a very diverse city. The Muslim community are mainly from India in the city of Leicester. There's always troubles after cricket matches, but this is certainly not a case. And to your latter point, has this been brewing for a while? Yes, there certainly has been some simmering tensions. But again, I'd like to point out very clearly, we have been living together with Hindus for over half a century. We've broken bread together, we've gone to school together, we do business together, and we have never had any issues. Apart from the last decade, where things have slowly started to cause a division between the two communities.
So is it linked to cricket matches?
Not at all. Cricket has nothing to do with this at all. And as I said to you before, this has never happened at an end of a cricket match. The chants that were going out after this cricket match were unsavory. They were anti-Pakistani, but that has never resulted in weeks and weeks of violence. That was just another spoke in the wheel that really sort of a clog that ignited some of the problems, but it had been preceded immediately. So if you would allow me to explain. So as I said, Leicester is a very diverse city. Very recently, we have had a new influx of a community from the west, the coast of India, that has moved to Leicester, which are of the practicing of the Hindu faith. This particular community has been planted in a slightly deprived socioeconomic environment. So there's a poverty levels, etc. And therefore, after, there has been a lot of issues. A lot of these issues are social issues. You know, they drink, there's littering, there's loud music, there's dancing in the park, which has aggravated the community. But majority of the community has lived peacefully with this community as well. But very recently, we have had physical attacks against Muslims on the basis of their faith. And I say this because the individuals that have been attacked, and the first one that we have a record of recently was in May, where a young boy was set upon by 30 people after having asked him what his religion was. And when he replied he was a Muslim, he was beaten up. Unfortunately, this case was not resolved by the police as it should have been, as proficiently and efficiently as it should have been done. So this was left to linger. On top of that, the socioeconomic issues, the noise, the playing music outside the mosque, waving the flags, etc., then it becomes a bit more aggravated. Then another individual, a Muslim boy, was set upon after being asked his faith. And again, nobody has been charged. So this was brewing already. Then the cricket match happened, and then everything flared up.
Tell us about the attack on the temple.
That was unacceptable, and it roundly been condemned. So what had happened is there was a unplanned march by individuals who from the Hindu community, a very small minority. There were 200-300 of them. The issue was they were dressed up, they were balaclavaed up, and they were chanting, which could be seen as cries that you are resonate with individuals in India before they go on marches, destroying Muslim property. They were allowed to walk for 2 miles into a Muslim area. There was violence against Muslim properties there and businesses. Muslims retaliated, the police interjected and stopped it. One individual who has come to light, doesn't even reside in our city, threw a brick at a temple and tried to burn a flag, which is absolutely unacceptable and is roundly condemned. Alhamdulillah, our masajids have approached this temple and we are, inshallah, in the process of recompensing them and standing together against that unacceptable form of violence.
In terms of the local police, how have they been dealing with the situation?
So, with the police, the I think if they had acted initially in the manner that they should have done, we wouldn't have this level of the troubles that we're seeing. I think they were caught blindsided. They didn't understand the context of where this was coming from. And like many people were thinking, it was because of a cricket match, not understanding the social tensions that had slowly been built up over the last few years.
Yes. So the reaching out in terms of, you know, the temple and having that restored, that is one of the issues. What's next? You know, how do we take this forward and resolve the issue so that we don't have further tension?
That's absolutely right, because what is happening in our city could work as a virus and spread through the country. And unfortunately, we live in a global world now and it can have international consequences. So you're absolutely right. So tomorrow morning, inshallah, I'm in the process of a delegate of the Hindu community meeting with a delegate of the Muslim community, faith leaders outside of Masajid, to make a unified statement. And inshallah, working in that, we will reciprocate that with a joint statement outside the temple as well. As for that temple itself that got attacked, I think we will show solidarity with that temple, claiming that this is unacceptable and we condemn that. So we will stop open dialogue. But most importantly is we have to address the elephant in the room and see why these tensions have arisen in our community and how international politics from India is being played out in our streets, hatred for the Muslim community, and we need to have that uncomfortable conversation.
Certainly. Jazakumullah khair for giving us the perspective, uncovering all the issues that are linked to this. We appreciate your time, Brother Shokhat. Barakallahu feekum, and all the best for the meetings ahead. Our du'as are certainly with you.
Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, so that was our guest, Shokhat Adam Patel, speaking to us from the United Kingdom, giving us a perspective on, you know, what is behind this. And it seems as though international politics playing out in India, in the United Kingdom. Obviously, there's been tension for a while, and also India, there's the hatred towards Muslims that's been brewing, and that has now spilled over and reaching different parts of the world.